Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
It gives me great pleasure right at the front of the show today because I want him involved in every single moment of the show because it doesn't happen very often that he comes by to welcome Tony Perkins. Woo-hoo! From the Donnie Simpson Yay! Show and Fox 5 and the Tony Perkins Show on the More Network starring Gary Stein. He is here. I'm beginning to think you deserve the moniker of the hardest working man in show business because now you are. I thought, now when is the Donnie Simpson Show is Afternoon Drive? Now,
Afternoon
right?
Drive, Monday through Friday, 3 to 7 p.m. on Magic 102.3.
And you still, on Magic 102.3.
He's was selling the call.
It was the 3 that got me. I'm sorry.
You're the only man I know. You should cry. You shouldn't laugh. Yes. You should cry. You know what? We should be on the radio in Washington, D.C., just like Tony is.
Yeah. Right? If I don't laugh, I do cry.
Okay, very good. All right. Magic DC, my magic DC.
Yes. Yes.
It's magic 102.3 and 92.7. That's I didn't know correct. You had two sticks. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's very, very cool.
Stick one doesn't reach out as far as one would want it to. And then the radio station has a problem too.
Hey.
And it gives me a chance to do my Donnie Simpson impression, which I never get a chance. This is for just DC people that listen to, or people that watch BET mm-hmm. in the 1950s when Donnie was doing a regular show there.
Groundbreaking.
It was a groundbreaking show. Yes. You know, Donnie is, I've always said this. I think I introduced Donnie at a conclave for mm-hmm. CBS Radio.
You did. And Donnie story.
Mm-hmm. I've always been jealous of Donnie. And so it was easy. I took that jealousy and I channeled it into the man who's cool is the other side of the pillow. And Donnie is, you know, is always like, Donnie, I can sum up Donnie's broadcast career this way. This is Donnie.
Hey, man.
That's it. That's all.
Hey, man, good to see you.
How are you? Donnie's the cool. Donnie is he's an American original. He's been in the market. He got screwed by CBS like we all did, but Donnie came back because Donnie was a legend. And Donnie was, I am just a huge fan. I've tried multiple times to get Donnie on the show, but Donnie's too smart for that. Donnie won't come on here. You know? Donnie was just like,
hey, another time, man. Good to see you. How you doing?
Another time.
I could try to deliver him for you.
Yes.
Yeah. I would love to have the legendary. To get all the legendary broadcasters on this show at one time. The DC radio people
Frank
on
Harden.
The show at one time. Yes, Frank Harden.
And,
absolutely.
And right. Jackson Weaver. Yes.
Well, the late Jackson Weaver.
Here's the amazing thing. Isn't Frank gone too?
I don't know. I know that Jackson died first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's I think the amazing Frank's thing. Frank's dead too.
Right? Yeah, they're all dead.
They're all dead.
Here's the amazing I do those thing. Impressions too.
WMAL-AM 630, Frank Harden.
All right. And then Jackson Weaver.
Bowdy Bow, doing my Jonathan Winters.
That was that. That was the way that worked. I did a little history lesson of Washington Radio.
And number
radio.
One for 40 years.
Right.
But Tony, I interrupted you. You were going to say something.
Here's the amazing
sorry.
Thing about, and we can all relate to how amazing this is. Here's the crazy thing about Donnie's legendary radio career. He's been doing it for 50 years now and has worked at 1, 2, 3, 4 radio stations. His mm-hmm. first station in Detroit, WKYS, WPGC, Magic 102.3. That's
wow.
it.
And you remember, Tony, as an AU student like I do, when WKYS was the coolest station
yes.
with Donnie Simpson
yep.
and Chuck Davis
yes.
and Jeff Leonard.
Jeff Leonard, that's right.
And Jeff Leonard was one of my all-time faves because he did a talk-up of Der Kommissar. He said, 93 KYS, Der Kommissar, after the fire.
at your house. Don't worry, they left the TV on the lawn, though.
How cool is that? Is that an esoteric thing?
It is so cool. And you know, you've always quoted it, but I've never understood it, but it doesn't make me not love it.
Yeah, it really, it's awesome.
Commissar after the fire, and he said, hey, the fire was at your house, but they left the TV on the lawn. You know, just because that's what you care about.
I love how radio.
According to
Chuck Meyer. Want someone to save your TV.
Sure.
And then there was Chuck David, 93 KYS, Jeff Leonard. You know, it's like, and then Donnie going, great. Hey, man, it's all right. Yeah. It was just the coolest.
It was a great station. It was a powerhouse station. I loved Chuck Davis. Chuck came on in middays after Donnie, and Chuck would come in and, you know, set up his little trinkets and whatever. And Chuck was one of those radio guys. He was one of those radio guys who would talk to every person who called in. And often meet the female callers who would call in.
Yeah.
Chuck might have been one of those many.
His
DJs
outreach
that,
program?
Yes.
Had a little,
outreach
had a little issue back in the 80s, probably, but, you know, that happens. What are you going to do? A lot of them had that. You know, that's actually the reason a lot of them got into the business to start with.
That's
yes.
Right.
Yes, Mike, Oscar
the,
Santana.
The first
looking
time
fine in your sport coat.
Thank
today.
You very yeah. much.
Is that a suit coat?
This is a sports. Actually, it's a suit coat.
Okay, very nice.
If you're going to be correct, nice. It is monogrammed with my last name inside.
Wow.
That. Yeah, so my mom got it for me for Christmas.
Wow, now I won't steal it.
The first time I met Donnie Simpson was when I was an intern at WHFS. And if you worked in Lanham, Maryland at that time, he was either driving his or Sugar Ray Leonard's Ferrari, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember unpacking.
By the way, Donnie Simpson pals with Sugar Ray Leonard.
Yeah, yes, okay,
they
yes.
just add that to the list of jealousies. That, you know. And by the way, Sugar Ray would show up and he'd go, hey, man.
Right. So I remember, they're like, wow, that guy's driving two different Ferraris in 1 week. And yeah. then hearing on the morning show on WPGC that he had to drive Sugar Ray Leonard's Ferrari because if you don't drive the Ferrari, they break somehow,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
It's like in Seinfeld, you have to exercise the gaskets.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
Yes,
essentially, that's right.
I have always admired Donnie Simpson for my entire career. I've always wanted to get him on this show. I've always thought he was a good guy. And the and then we're both golf enthusiasts. I think we may have played once together. I'm not sure. I think once or twice. Because you know what? Why should you play with Mike O'Mara when you're playing with Michael Jordan?
Another jealousy.
I am not exaggerating. Okay. Michael Jordan comes to the club we're members at, the exclusive club that I was a member at 30 years ago. And Donnie's been a member at the whole time because he can afford it. So the fact is, you know, Michael is, did you hear Michael Jordan? Michael Jordan's here today. Oh, really? Yeah. He's playing golf with Donnie Simpson. And I said, of course he is. Who else would he play with? Michael Jordan. Was the president not available?
Well,
Mike.
Yeah. Oh, do you know what Donnie said, though? When Michael Jordan arrived at the golf course and was on the first tee, you know what Donnie said to him? Hey, man, how you doing?
So now, let me just tell you. So now when I'm with him this afternoon, every time he says that, I'm going to start laughing.
Sure.
So recently at the golf course, it's Donnie, Michael Jordan, some football player. I can't remember who the football player is.
Oh, Tony, you're not a sports guy either. Oh, no. My God.
But they're playing, and guess who walks up to them and starts talking to them?
Who?
Former President Obama.
Oh, my God.
And so
there you go.
Yeah, isn't
That's
that
it?
Amazing? And they had this great little conversation. And
right.
He's got
right,
a picture. Yeah. That is, and it's the four of them with a couple of Donnie's grandkids. So it's right. his favorite picture ever.
What's great is Obama came home and said, guess who I met today?
Final Donnie Simpson story. And okay. Donnie would be, by the way, Donnie has plenty of good old-fashioned radio ego. He would be thrilled to know that we're opening the show by talking
Absolutely.
About him.
Absolutely.
Story with Donnie Simpson. I was over at the CBS broadcast headquarters. Not sure where it was. Probably Lanham. Probably in Lanham. That's where it was. And I was going over there either to be on the Junkies show, who did not get fired, or I was begging for my job. I'm not sure, but whenever I went to Lanham, it was never good. It was always to guest on someone right. else's show or to beg Dan Mason for my job. So that's why I was there. And, you know, I knew Donnie was in the building. Mm-hmm. And I remember getting done with whatever work I had to do. And say, hey, is Donnie here? And I said, yeah, he's here. And I said, oh, I'd like to say hi. Tell him Mike O'Mara's here. And somebody came out to him and said, he'd love to, man, but he's getting a haircut. At the studio!
no!
At the studio!
He'd love to, but...
I never got a haircut at the studio unless it was a bit. Donnie didn't have to do it as a bit.
No.
Donnie got it done for real, where a barber comes to him, and the barber walks in and goes, "Hey, man, how you doing?" And cuts his hair.
Mike, this will bring you some solace because I heard this on the Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein.
Yes.
He has been married to the same woman for over 40 years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know.
44 years.
And, yes.
And that's just one other little thing, the final little tip. And thank you for that, because that means he's got every dime he ever made. Start the damn show.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Why don't you eat something? I'm not hungry enough yet.
It's not bad.
Tasteless, odorless crud. You don't know any better. Yeah, when I was a kid, food was food. For our scientific magicians, poisoned the water, polluted the soil, decimated plant and animal life. Why, in my day, you could buy meat anywhere. Eggs they had, real butter, fresh lettuce in the stores.
I know, Saul, you told me before.
How can anything survive in a climate like this? A heat wave all year long.
The greenhouse effect. Everything is burning up.
Okay, wise guy.
And your favorite color?
Orange, I guess.
Music?
Classical. Light classical.
Oh, I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Sign here, please, Mr. Roth.
A full 20 minutes.
Oh, certainly. Guaranteed.
This way, please, Mr. Roth. Well, I see that orange is your favorite color.
They're making our food out of people. That's the way they're breeding us like cattle for food. You gotta tell them. You gotta tell them.
Promise, Tiger. I promise. I'll tell the exchange.
You tell everybody. Listen to me, Hatcher. You gotta tell them. Silent breed is people.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the
know.
We are on air on demand and heard 24-7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. I hit my microphone. It's too loud. I'm screaming, ranting about Donnie. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you today by Pro Flowers and Sherry's Berries. Valentine's Day is coming up, and it's your time to shine. Luckily, we're going to make it easy for you. Pro Flowers and Sherry's Berries have teamed up to impress your Valentine this year with their perfectly paired collection. Go ahead and think inside the box this Valentine's Day. I watched The Crown on Netflix last night. The story of Elizabeth and Prince Philip, and therefore I'm using my British aristocratic dialect.
I like it.
Thank you.
Very classy.
Go ahead. Think inside the box. Get it? Inside the box.
Right.
Oh, like the box of chocolates?
Yes, it is. Life is
no flies on him.
Strawberries.
No, strawberries, yes.
Come on. Help out. This really is a one-of-a-kind gift. Your flowers and dipped strawberries will arrive together in a beautiful, specially designed box that will keep your flowers fresh and your berries cold, guaranteed. Carla got these. She loves them. I'm already a Valentine's hero.
Look out.
She loved it, and now all I'm required to do is take her down to the wing joint down the street. That's it.
That's it.
Big win. Big win. Aren't
right
you
now,
vegan?
Our listeners, yeah, but I mean, we depart on special occasions, and they happen to be every third day.
They're called Valentine's vegans.
Not now, Oscar. There's a time and a place.
Sorry.
Right now, our listeners can save 20% on any one of their perfectly paired combinations or any other gift over $29 with the promo code TMOS. The delivery date is guaranteed, and your satisfaction always number one or your money back. Hurry, order today. Valentine's Day is next week. Woo!
Woo!
Crazy.
There's only one way to get 20% off a perfectly paired gift over $29, featuring beautiful blooms from Pro Flowers and freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. Visit proflowers.com today and enter the code TMOS at checkout. That's proflowers.com and the code TMOS. Rob Spiewak, the great communicator. I didn't know we were having Stein on the show, too, today.
Yeah, you requested it.
Well, what?
You requested the entire staff of the show.
Okay, I knew Tony was coming into the studio. You didn't tell me I was going to have to call Gary.
Well, you don't have to call Gary.
Well, I don't. I'd love to call Gary. Yes.
This has been my issue since the show started, because when we started, it was a Tony Perkins show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, man, this is going to be awesome. I've made the graphics. We've got everything together. We've got the app. And then I hear, can we add Gary Stein to the graphic? And just like then, today, we got to add Gary Stein to the show.
You requested, we said we're going to have Tony.
What do you mean I? Look, it doesn't matter when. You can bring up crap that I did in 1989 and tell me, just like you sent Tony. When did you send Tony's bio information? Not because I need a bio for Tony, because I've known him 100 years.
Right.
But his current relevant information. When did you send that to me?
I sent it to you this morning. And
you sent it to me at 8:05 for an 8:30 start. Okay. When I was in here, everything was printed. Everything is done. That's when I didn't know what was going on. And I did not know until, let me see. Let me read the text. Here we go. Okay. All right. Let me see. 8:20 a.m. We tape at 8:30, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is for Junior Broadcast. I emailed you Tony's plugs. At 8:20, we are going on we're going on the air.
Well,
10
you got the
later.
But we sent it to you at 8:05. Just wanted to make sure you knew they were there.
At 8:05.
Have you gotten Gary's bio yet?
No, it's got still printing. 1 minute ago. Rob holds up a phone like this and says, "Gary Stein is standing by. Just cue Oscar to dial him up." So let's dial him. It's just communication is gone.
I think they wanted
Tony. I work with two of these guys in the studio, Tony. I swear to God, two of them do not communicate with me anymore.
Well, can you highlight them, please?
Oscar, it is Rob and Pony hate to tell me anything. They barely like to say hello to me.
Isn't that often the case in this business of communication, that people don't communicate with each other?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's difficult to communicate. Now, what we do communicate, for two things. When there's a show change, when there's a start time change, we communicate our ass off. And the second one is when Nikki effing Diamond's going to be in the show. I get 60 goddamn text messages because Rob did his improv show. So
that's nothing to do with it.
Cat out of the bag. I let the cat out of the bag. Here we go. Oh my God. Yeah. But the fact is, that's it's frustrating because I don't know until, you know, because I mean, here you are. I got it in my mind. I'm going to be sitting here with you. Yes, Oscar.
It's time to call Gary Stein. I'm
Let's call Gary Stein right now. Star. Woohoo! Of the Tony Perkins Show.
Will this be his first
Gary
time
Stein.
On the Michael Right.
He's been on it
second,
before.
I
He's
think.
Pushy.
Second time.
Second. He was on for the launch.
Okay. By the way, thanks for updating the Pro Flowers copy that you told me to do the ad lib on yesterday. Jesus. Boy, swear to God.
I'm here on a rough day.
Well, this is why they don't communicate.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Yeah.
Hello, the first thing I heard was rough day. Somehow that sounds good.
Hi, Gary.
Hi. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Gary Stein?
Woo-hoo! Why are you speaking slowly? I speak English. I am fine.
All right. Let's get right to the interviews. How betrayed did you feel when Tony took the job with Donnie Simpson?
when who took a job? What's his name? Listen. I couldn't be more excited for him because I've tried.
Applied yourself.
Bada bing, bada boom, bada bing, bada boom, bada boom.
I'm not petty. Yes. I feel really good that Tony's moving on, and I'm so excited that you've greenlit my new show. I'm not sure I like the title.
Hold on, stop right
the
there.
Rory
stop
Callahan
right there.
Show featuring
hold on,
Gary.
All right, I'm gonna turn his microphone off. I swear to God. Hold on. I will put anything you want to do. I will put on the Moore Network. I will put a Gary Stein project. On the Moore Network, you don't even need clearance. You do whatever you want. You create whatever you want. You use your network producer contacts. If you want to do 12 hours with Ringo, I don't give a rat's ass. You get it on and you put it on. That'll be yes, Oscar. You wanted to say something.
I just a quick sidebar and Gary earmuffs. Remember the time when Gary demanded the train fare in a faster manner from us to get down here to do a show.
It was suggested in a firm way.
Yes, yes. And then you almost fired Gary Stein. You remember
I
that?
Did?
Yes.
I mean, well, that's spending money. That's not just putting a show.
This
on
is
the
about
network,
content.
You know? Content.
Whoa, but I remember how you handled it, Mike. You said, "Look, let's address all of Gary's problems," and then you told me, "Listen, just remember, I'm not doing any of the things you just asked for." Okay. Wow. I got off the phone and I thought, I don't really know how we addressed it, but somehow it's a done deal.
We are talking to Gary Stein, who co-hosts the Tony Perkins Show on the More Network. Let's get a little bio for people that might just be tuning in right now. Let's do this. Let's get a little background. Tony, why don't you give us the background on you and Gary? Because it is an interesting story.
Yes,
you guys met at Good Morning America.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Gary is one of my dearest friends. Gary actually had to come in and kind of audition for me when I was at Good Morning America, and the powers that be decided you should have a dedicated producer because the producers we've assigned you so far hate working with you. So so Gary came in. I actually had someone in mind for the job, someone that I'd worked with at Fox 5 who came up and interviewed in New York, and I thought that's going to be my guy. Gary came in, we met, had a great conversation, laughed a little bit, and I just thought, wow, this guy is the guy. Gary has worked in show business. He is a former comedy writer, an actor, although, as we say on our show, a failed actor. But he's had many acting gigs. And Gary and I have always said, when you guys came to me and said, we want you to do a podcast, which was wonderful, I said, let me think about what I want to do. Came back to you a couple of months later and said, I'd love to do it, but I want to do it with my friend Gary Stein. Because Gary and I, over all those years at GMA and the years since, we like to say we were doing the podcast 15 years ago. We just didn't have microphones and an audience. And today we have microphones.
and an audience.
working collaboratively is a lot of fun. As a matter of fact, a lot of people don't know he did the acting thing, but Gary, I believe, opened for Myron Cohen in the Catskills in the late 1960s.
At least you came up with the old-timey reference.
I knew you'd appreciate it.
Now, D.W. Griffith how to use a camera.
Oh, of all people, he's the one you taught.
He went further back than I could. That's nobody's going to beat Birth of a Nation. That's not going to happen. Not going to happen, that's for sure. But you know what? Sad me, knowing the reference. Here we are. I have to ask you about this because Tony just flew by it very quickly but said no other producers wanted to work with him. What was, because I've never asked you about this.
Okay.
What was Tony's reputation? I'd like to take a peek behind the scenes without Tony involved at Good Morning America. All right? I want to hear about Charlie Gibson. I want to hear about the Dragon Lady, and I'm just kidding, she's wonderful. The fact she can't hurt you anymore, Tony.
The fact that you're still just calling her she.
Diane Sawyer is what we're speaking of.
Wow. Thank you.
And that proves it. She can't hurt him anymore. He ain't going back to New York. Not happening.
Here it is. Tell us any tidbits, behind the scenes tidbits at GMA, specifically around the Tony Perkins world. I'm curious about that. I really am.
Well, you know, interestingly, I think that he did really well for a while because I think for 4 years they didn't know he worked there. he would tell you, as I would tell you, that Charlie was like everybody's, it was like Father Knows Best. Sorry for the old reference, but he was everybody's dad, everybody's best friend. We loved him. And when we felt like we weren't really getting enough stuff on the air, we would commiserate with Charlie. It was kind of difficult getting our stuff out there. I think in some ways Tony was misperceived as maybe being aggressive about trying to get stuff done, but that's because we couldn't get stuff done. Yeah. But then when we did, everybody loved everything we did. So we were orphans in the storm. I think that's how we got closer. We were trying to get segments on the air, and then we led a very schizophrenic life there because we were covering hurricanes. You know, we went to Katrina and all of that, and then we'd go interview Aretha Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a weird life, and we really did live together on the road and then back at the studio and trying to get our stuff done. And we bonded tremendously. I think he was, listen, he makes jokes about it, but Tony was very well liked. And I don't like saying that, but he was really very well liked.
Oscar, you wanted to ask Gary something?
Yeah, I was actually texting you, Mike. The question I wanted to ask Gary is, was he misperceived because of the button he had under his desk to close the door?
No button. There was no button.
He was misperceived because of the sign he hung on his door saying, I'm eating lunch now, don't bother me.
Oh, there we
now
go.
Now listen, let me say this.
That note on the door is real. You cannot deny it, Mr. Perkins.
The note never said, don't bother me. It just said, I'm having lunch.
You know what? I don't know if anybody's ever asked you this, Tony, but yes. I will, because, I mean, you're up there, and you're up there in the Lauer days. Were there any, you know, it's a small club.
Yes, it is.
Community, yeah.
Were there any rumors floating? Did you ever hear anything behind the scenes about
Lauer? He slept with Lauer.
It was an awful situation. It was an awful situation. No, I don't remember hearing any rumors about Matt. Now, in the years afterwards, I think like a lot of people, you would hear stuff. But I met Matt a couple of times. I would not say we were friends. We met at, I think, a birthday party for Al Roker, actually. But, I didn't know that side of him.
Did that birthday party have ponies?
I bet there was a lot of cake.
Yes, this was early Al. So
oh,
yes, yeah.
Before the
really,
stomach.
Really
yeah.
big cake, yeah. So,
Al came out of the cake, actually.
Right, that's right, that's right. I don't remember hearing anything about any of that.
What about the lunch?
My lunch?
Yes.
I tended to, listen, if here's the crazy thing about Gary and I. Gary and I would work together all morning long, then we'd go have lunch together, and then we, you know, in the evenings, we'd be on the phone talking about the next day's show. So we spent a lot of time together. But frequently, I would eat lunch at my desk in my office. And I like to eat in privacy. So
who doesn't?
I would close the door. Gary has taken offense to that for many years.
You know, I
oh, no,
something.
And way more.
I have to tell you, I mean, I'm the same way with my, you know, I'm an elderly father with my 4-year-old, and that's the one time it's like, stay away from daddy.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, there's food here, you know, we daddy does not want to be disturbed. Who wants to be disturbed when you're eating?
Right. You can't break your concentration.
Right. That's right. You know? You've got spoon to mouth. And of course, everything is eaten with a spoon.
Well, you're in Florida, of course.
So. Because it's blended.
Right. It's blended.
Or digestion. That's the way it works. So, all right. Well, basically what I get from you, Gary, Tony was a malcontent. That's how I interpret it.
And also a creature of habit, Mike. You know, like, like Outback is Saturday night. Lunch is at 12 o'clock. You don't bother him then. He takes a shower, I think, at the same time, but I was never around for that. But if you have to break Tony's habits a little bit, it disturbs him. So,
creature of habit.
Yes,
well,
true.
I think our listeners would want to know, and this is the last question, and then Gary will let you go do whatever you need to do, because I wanted to get that. I'd like to know, and I'm going to put you on the spot right now. I'm sorry, because I haven't had a private conversation with you about it.
No.
Oscar has. Rob probably has. I don't know. I'm down here in Florida just going, you know, ooh, nice drive. Keep it in the fairway. Straight down the middle. Straight down the middle. My question, the future of the Tony Perkins Show. A lot of people love that show. They like to know what's going on. And I know I'm curious about it as well. The future of the Tony. Everybody's a little uncomfortable. I love it. That's when I know I've hit on something. Yeah. What is the future, boys, of the Tony Perkins Show with starring Gary Stein?
Gary?
Can I answer?
Yeah.
So the future is Tony has promised that he's got plenty of time to continue our show, and he's on radio every day and just sucking up to Donnie, and he's on in the mornings two mornings a week, which has to exhaust him because I know him. He has to nap before he does the show with Annie Yu just so that he could look at her and imagine what things could be like.
Wow.
But here's the thing. He says, don't worry, I love our show. And I do too, Mike. I have to admit, I love doing this show.
You guys have done some very, very special stuff. And if you haven't gotten a chance to listen to the Tony Perkins Show on the More Network, it's not like this show. It's different. They do all sorts of fascinating interviews. They have a lot of fun. They're very funny guys. And you get to see a side of Tony that you would not see either on the Donnie Simpson Show or on his Fox News work. You wouldn't see that, and I think the show has been delightful for a long time. And you know, really, I joke about Ringo Starr, but you know, your fandom came through.
They have a fan club now. The fan club president has just passed in real life. R.I.P. Yeah. But they have a fan club.
Yes, yes, the fan club still stands. Yeah, our fan club president died.
Sorry.
But both Tony and Gary have been cleared.
Thank you, Bob. And right away, I love you all over again. Way to take that awkward moment and just. That's beautiful, Rob Spiewak. I didn't know how to do it. That's good. See, you get Death on there, Rob will handle it.
Oh, I love exactly Death. That's my favorite.
Mike, I do want to say something about everything that you just said, which is wonderful. And both Gary and I are, and I've told you this, are indebted to you guys for giving us this opportunity.
Don't speak for me. When you start the suck-up thing, I usually have to get off the phone. go ahead.
We're happy you're hanging in there with us because we're struggling to make a buck for you guys and for us ourselves. But this is what I always tell people. The show that we do, that is the most honest Tony you get. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm dishonest on TV or on Donnie's show. But
you don't have the room for it.
Right. Yeah. It's pure Tony and it is pure Gary. It is truly our relationship. Funny, serious, going at each other a little bit. It's honest and it's fun and
pure.
Check us out. Love please it. Check us out.
And also, I would be remiss if I did not mention the one element, the very large element that is also part of that show, Mr. Rofo Rob Ford.
Yes,
producing that show.
we are having a meeting after this show. Rob may not be with us much longer, but but Tony and Gary will continue.
Yeah, and if he's no longer with them, they will not be cleared.
I will give you the last word, Rofo. Is there anything you'd like to add to this dynamic about the Tony Perkins Show on the More Network featuring Gary Stein?
I'd just like to say I think that Gary Stein's font size should remain the same.
Right, thank you. That's wonderful. Thank you very much. Gary, continued good luck with you and your lovely wife and your wonderful guitar-playing son and everything, Gary Stein. We love you. Continue to do that show and kick ass on it, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Talk to you later, Gary.
That's Gary Stein, everybody. All right, let him go. There he goes. That's Gary Stein. All right, he's back off the ledge. That's good. Wonderful. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Michael Marriage Show. I phoned up my
doctor. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
No.
It's Dan the Fan Man.
Back with the best prices
at the Dan the Fan Man Fanporium.
Yeah.
At our numerous locations in Fanassus, Washington, Fan DC, and Fanganistan. Fans so great, you'll be dancing the Dan the Fan Man Can-Can. And don't worry, if you require a fan for the tropics, I speak Spanish.
Sí, por favor, cumple una exhibición de bonas para que pueda dejar de hacer estos promos para el hombre blanco.
Remember, if you need a fan,
I'm your man.
Unfortunately, the Mike O'Mara bonus show is only available
in English,
but is always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
The Dan O'Brien speaking Spanish is my favorite part of 2018. Oh my God.
Buy a bonus show.
Oh my God.
Wow. Yeah, buy a bonus show. That's what that was all about.
Afghanistan. All right. Welcome back. I can't do this. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial.
Yes.
What's the scariest thing about making a big financial move? It's the fact that a huge chunk of your money is being handled by someone that you don't know and who doesn't care about you. That's why you need Cornerstone First Financial. Not only do these guys who actually live and reside and work in our building. They all sleep there. They sleep on their beds down
there. They have cots down there, yeah.
They know their stuff. They know it's your money on the line, and they give you personal attention you require to get the best deal possible, whether it's a refi or getting pre-approved to buy a new fan. Cornerstone First Financial will advise you and take care of you. I threw that fan in there, and you missed it. We know these guys, and they are Oscar Santana approved, are they not,
yes,
Mr. Oscar
yes. Santana? You know, someone believes in their business and their rate when they say, go find another one that's better, and then you'll come back because you won't.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that. Lock in a rate before it's too late. The Fed's going to raise rates. We know that. Save money by calling today. Click their banner on our website or call Dan the Fan Man. No, I'm sorry. Call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Personal attention from application to closing. Do it right. Do it now with Cornerstone First Financial. I have to just share this because I'll forget if I don't move on to this right away. Down here, there is a new dynamic that is blowing me out of the water down here.
What?
America, we have gotten older. More people are coming down here now. Mm. And I am telling you, yesterday, 15 to 20 times during the middle of the day. I do not live in a metropolitan area. Mm-hmm. I live in a small city.
Retirement community.
Outside of the small city.
Mm-hmm.
There were 14 or 15 incidences yesterday where I heard sirens. There have been sirens. Oh. There are sirens now every day.
No.
You have octogenarians pulling outside of their communities and getting hit by pickup trucks on an hourly basis down here. It is just stunning. There was a man within my community yesterday that I saw pulling out of my home street.
Yeah.
And I didn't know. I thought it was somebody who had stopped and was looking for directions. And then I looked down at the wheels because the car was moving that slowly.
Mm.
And when he came by me, this car made this turn that just went, jumper from Brazil. When he got next to me, I looked in the window, and there was a 400-year-old man driving his car.
Oh, yikes.
And it's just, everybody was talking about it down here. It's nonstop. I don't know what the cause is, whether there are more people here, whether the combination of the working folks down here and the retirees, they're slamming into each other, mm-hmm. but it is stunning. And when you go out of the community and you're driving around here, you have to be more careful. Than I've never seen elderly bad driving like I've seen it. It's a new level. It's beyond anything that can be described now.
Mike, yes, Oscar. I think it's I don't know if it's part of the culture or it's what I know about the elderly American, because I'm Latino, is that they love deals, right? But nothing's better than a deal for real estate after a hurricane. So maybe they're all down looking for that deal.
Yeah. You might be right. But I'll tell you something. Property values down here kind of held their own. I am just noticing that there are more people, and suddenly they've always been old. But suddenly somebody threw a light switch, and out there on the highways and byway, mm-hmm. you'll be going along on a 55-mile-an-hour road, and you will come up on the left. And if your eyes are not
dangerous,
open, you will come up on someone doing 23 miles per hour, just going,
well, as a rule, we are a healthier country than we were, say, even 25 years ago.
Very true.
People are living longer, but that doesn't mean they should still be out on the roads in their post-flood Buicks.
And just remember this, the baby boomer generation is older now, 65 and older, many of us, and they're all moving to Florida.
And if they're in Florida, maybe they're confused by that Sun Pass lane, which is their HOV lane.
But it's not. This is the main drag. This is old Route 41, which is the equivalent of old Route 28 or old Route 50.
Well, maybe you should stop calling the roads old. Maybe that's why they're old.
Oh, that could be it. That could be it.
And Mike, you realize, I love when you call people elderly and old, and you question the way they drive and how fast they move. Because right. you're still young.
Yes.
Well, I will be this way till I can guarantee you I've got a year and a half where I'll be this young.
I'll give us 18 months.
I think I've seen it down here, and I've seen the guys that are down here that they flip, okay? Even guys that are like just late 50s, early 60s, they flip at a certain point, okay?
It's not a gradual thing. It's actually like a switch.
It can happen rapidly, and suddenly like they don't even know it.
Brown all of a sudden.
Do you get a notice in the mail from the Census Bureau or something?
No. It's just something in their mind that clicks, Tony. Something just goes like that, and they go. And all of a sudden, they're standing in a crowded restaurant on a Friday night at 5 o'clock, which is what time they eat. And I know this because I'm there, too. Yeah. And the hostess will say, it should be about 20 to 25 minutes. And you will have a person say this, why is that? Oh. And I look over and I go, someone put this person in a Cool Hand Luke box and just leave him there. Okay, because that's just the way it is down.
Let me ask you if one of the tells is this. If you ever have someone in a situation where you're discussing plans or trying to get somewhere and they say, well, I don't like to drive in the dark. Because you hear that a lot, too.
Could it be true that Florida makes people older than they should be?
Yes. I think that's right.
Rubs off.
I think that's right.
What would the only thing, I believe this, and I believe this with all of my heart, it's what kept my mom young. The thing that keeps you young is you are either interacting or you are working with people who are younger, and you are engaged. Right. Now, that can even be what Tony was just saying about his and my good friend Donnie Simpson, interacting with grandchildren, believe it or not. If people are all in about that part of their lives, and I'm talking about real interaction, like engaging with them, spending time with them. Giving mommy and daddy breaks for the weekend and taking the
week.
The people down here are down here because they don't really like to do that. That's the way it is. Not all of them. A dear friend of mine is heading out to this weekend to take the grandkids somewhere, and that's it. But the fact is, if you do that, I have the magic formula. Okay. I really do. The bottom line is, I have the magic formula that will keep me young through. Right up until the time where collapse because of the 4-year-old, because my little guy, that's part of the deal. I don't have the morning that these people have, which is, by the way, they're still sleeping.
Yes.
That's what they're doing right now down here. They're just going, stock market. That's what they're doing down here right now. I get up with a 4-year-old who called his mother dumb in the shower while they were showering together.
A bing time?
It was
child beating Bing. Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby, child beater.
He comes out to me, he's got the towel, and I said, were you mean to mommy? I said, I can't understand you when you want. I said, I can't understand it. Well, she said that I said, it doesn't matter what she said. You've got to be nice. That's the woman that's raising you, just like me. We love you very much. And I'm talking to him, and I'm trying to have a serious conversation. And he goes, and he lifts his towel up, and there he is, just completely naked in front of me. And I'm trying not to laugh because he's every bit of 4 years old. But that's what's going to keep me. That's the key.
That's right.
It's a simple formula. Interact with young people. Like, if you come down here and you want to, like, you the worst is the pack of like 8 old people that are all going out to dinner together.
Yeah. That keeps you old. My son is 14. You know, I waited until later in life to have a child. And I've always, I keep saying, he keeps me young. And I go out in the backyard and play football with him and his friends. And usually at the end of that, I say, either this is keeping me young or it's going to kill me prematurely.
Hard to believe your little guy is 14.
I know. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
He takes his son to MMA fights.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Last time we went to an MMA fight, and he was him and one of his friends. And I'm saying, let's sit back here because I don't really need to be. I don't want blood to get on me. That's true. And he says, no, up front, maybe we'll catch a tooth.
So have you been up front to at an MMA? And I know Oscar has.
Oh, yeah.
Because Chad loves it, and I've always wanted to go to an MMA.
It's something. I mean, it's pretty impressive to see. Now there are points where I have to turn away.
Is it horrifying? I mean, it's got to be at points horrifying.
When someone is on the ground and the other person's just beating him, slamming into their face, that's horrifying. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's pretty. Yeah. It's pretty. You know, it's entertaining.
And but remember,
sounds like it.
It's horrifying in a good way.
In a good way. That's anyway, right. That's right.
That's it. All right. We have to take a break. We are here with Tony Perkins.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, if you're in the D.C. area, please listen to Tony on the Donnie Simpson Show on Magic 102.3 and 92.7 FM. And that can be found also at mymagicdc.com, WAVA.
Whatever gets you through the
night. Anyway, yeah, always tight to it. Also, Friday and Saturday mornings on, and by the way, that's a little delay that I have to come in earlier.
You killed it. You killed it.
Anyway, Saturday mornings and it's Friday and Saturday mornings
Friday
that you're
and
on
Saturday
Fox
mornings.
5?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Yes.
Okay. So so Saturday is your day basically after you get off the air, right?
That's
Saturday
right.
is that's when it's you time.
That's right. Right? Saturday and Sunday cuz you
Annie
know
Annie you time.
Annie you time. I'm with Annie on Saturday mornings.
Okay. That's terrible. She's been a guest on this program.
I'm a big fan.
And lovely. Of course the most important the most important diamond in the three diamond crown.
Yes.
The Tony Perkins Show, starring Gary Stein. New yes. episodes every Tuesday. Check it out at TonyPerkinsShow.com. We will come back with more with Tony and software updates and the O'Mara social life and something is digging holes in my front yard. We'll do that when we come back.
Connecting is everything. Slacking is nothing.
Mailbag.
It's all about you.
Mailbag.
Birthdays.
Hooray.
Anniversaries.
Don't F it up.
Stories.
Be interesting.
Shtick.
Be funny.
Feedback.
If you ain't bitching, you ain't breathing.
Email Rob.
To me.
At MikeOMaraShow.com.
DMOS.
Your thoughts to our ears through Mike's mouth.
Creepy.
Most Tuesdays on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mailbag.
Stay in the know. Mailbag.
Mailbag.
By TMOS.
By the bonus.
By the bonus. Oh, man. Keep them coming, people. Give another credit on that one.
That's
that
Eric
awesome.
Quick. He never missteps. Great work,
oh,
Eric.
Oh, my God. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Can you believe it? Postage rates have gone. Let me try that again. Let me adjust the upper plate, okay?
Okay.
Postage rates.
Good job, Ms. Pelosi.
Suddenly, William Devane was doing that commercial. Can you believe it? Postage rates have gone up again, Jack. Or it could be Jeff Bridges.
Postage rates!
Have gone up again. So let stamps.com keep your postage rates down. That is a difficult word for me to pronounce. Postage rates.
Postage.
They've gone down with discounts up to 40%. Discounts that you can't even get at the post office. Stamps.com saves you 3 cents on every letter you send. That's 2016 prices for 2018 stamps.
Awesome.
Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, any class of mail by using your own computer and printer, and then the mail carrier picks it up. It's that easy. Stamps.com makes it easy. They'll send you a digital scale to automatically calculate exact postage, and they even help you design the best class of mail based on your needs. Anything you can do at the post office, you can do right from your desk with Stamps.com. We have used Stamps.com since the beginning of this
years.
Podcast
yes.
because it saves time, hassle, and money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right now, you too can enjoy Stamps.com with a special offer that includes a four-week trial plus postage and a digital scale. Go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's stamps.com and enter TMOS. Boom. You are done.
We What's
are
that code again, Bo?
TMOS.
Oh, Bo. You wanted Bo?
I wanted Bo.
Oh, I'm sorry. You got to ask me again.
Okay. What was the code again, Bo Bridges?
Well, it's TMOS.
Oh, you look like him too when you do it.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
good.
That's based on bloodline. Yeah, sure. Every role I play now is kind of a distinguished Southern gentleman. I'm Bo Bridges, and now have you noticed my brother's only playing Western characters from Texas now? You know, ain't that right, Jeff?
You're Don Chudney. True Grit, Bad Blake, History, and that latest one with Chris Pine.
Hell or High Water.
Hell or High Water. Thanks for remembering, Oscar, the title of the movie. Yeah. So, you going to shoot me with that long gun?
Oh, that's new, the jutting of the lip.
Well, that's where the whole sound comes from. I'm a Texas Ranger.
You transform into them. That's pretty impressive.
Well, look for me in the next Western I do. Bo won't be in it. Bo's going to be playing like a wealthy landowner, ain't you, Bo?
I sure am.
All right. I'm sorry. It's the latest one we've been having a little fun with, Tony. I'm sorry about that.
It's good stuff.
I'm delighted to have you here, and I wish you nothing but the very, very best and good things. And it's an interesting schedule, and I think that you get that kind of treatment when people value your work and they don't want to say goodbye to you, and they want to make sure that you're still part of the family. And the TV transition from doing... My God, how many years did you do regular TV on a daily basis, Monday through Friday? You did that for a long time.
Yeah, since 1992, I think, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And listen, I love TV. You guys know that. But, you know, they moved me to nights 4 years ago. A wonderful honor to be asked to be the primetime anchor, and we did very well.
Yeah, it's a standard anchor, but it's a hell of a schedule.
That's right.
A grueling schedule.
Grueling schedule. Never saw my... You can relate to this. Never saw my son during the week. When he went to school, I was asleep. When I got home, he had long been in bed, and it became a bit of a grind and even a little depressing at times because of the amount of bad news that we had to report. So change is good for me, and going back to mornings, a couple of days a week, I get to keep my hands in TV, and I'm back to doing more fun television. The morning show is much more personality driven. I love working with Annie on Saturdays.
Great chemistry.
Yeah, I'm on Good Day DC on Fridays. And
you've brought back the question segment with Tucker.
Brought back Ask Tony and Tucker.
I love that.
So it's a very good situation. Very
That's a pretty decent property that's been successful for a long time.
Yes.
And I've always liked the vibe over there. You know, I've been to all the television stations in town during my radio career, and you know, I always the only way I can compare the Fox 5 experience to the News 4 experience. I always felt like I was going into some sort of National Security Administration facility. And you've worked at both buildings. You've worked on Nebraska Avenue, but you walk into Channel 4, and it's just like, you know, you've got in nine different, you know, it's like, okay, come down the vault hall.
Right.
There we are. Thank you. All right, we're going to take you over here. All right, there we go. That's wonderful. Hi, Doreen. Oh, no, you can't speak with her. Sorry about that. Yes, sorry. All right. Tom Curine's retired. Very good. And we're going to... And then you walk into Fox 5, and you basically drive your car up to a door, get out, and you like you're at the anchor desk.
Right, that's right.
The whole family's there.
It's right there. Remember, Rob? I mean, it's kind of a cool place. And Oscar,
very, very cool.
You went with me over there,
absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then is Kevin McCarthy still working
Kevin
in
is
Fox
still
5?
There. Yep.
All right.
Yep.
When are you going to correct that mistake? That's the thing I need to ask you.
Do you know where Kevin is this week? He's in Paris this week.
Yeah. The guy has an amazing life. He has he's always on the road.
So you want to talk about jealous? That's real jealousy.
Yeah.
And jealousy on my part. Look at Rob. I mean, Rob looks at that and just goes, "My God, where did I miss that?"
Well, I think it has to do with weight. I think a lot of it. The reason it would cost me three times as much to ship myself to Paris just based on body weight alone.
I look at what he's done, and you could have easily done that. I mean, your enthusiasm, but see, you didn't
that's
have enthusiasm.
Work ethic.
You didn't just once.
No, let him have it.
He's been beaten up today.
Let him have it.
Here's
it's
the
good.
Kevin
when
McCarthy
Kevin
thing.
Was here.
Here's the Kevin thing.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Kevin is quirky.
And certifiable.
And certifiable and nerdy, but he owns it. And there are people, I know people who can't stand watching Kevin, but I know many more people who have embraced him for who he is and love him. We all know this. If you're true to yourself, you've done this for your whole career.
Genuine.
You're genuine. You're authentic. That is valuable currency today more than it ever has been. And he is that. And so people like him. Some people don't.
He is. And I think the people that like him the most, though, and you would agree with this, are the people that he gets. He's interviewed everybody in Hollywood.
Yep,
he's interviewed everybody. And most of them really love the experience.
Yes, they do.
There have been a couple. There are a couple that went viral videos that I watched. It might have been Tommy Lee Jones or somebody that gave him a hard time. That was hysterical.
Yeah.
Because Kevin doesn't lose that. Hey, right. unless even when somebody's being mean to him, he's a strange dude.
But he also went all in. I remember when we were co-workers at WJFK. And when we were also on WHFS, I remember.
It was Jeff Hedges' assistant.
I remember, but I also remember the Junkies.
He went by the name Renfield. Then.
The Junkies almost Renfield. Had like a weekly segment while Kevin was pursuing his radio and television dreams of where is the balance on your credit card this week or your bank account. At one point, they logged in. When you could log in, and there was 68 cents in his account. Like he literally cut his teeth and put everything on the line for this dream job.
He really did.
Here's the crazy thing. The first time I met Kevin, I was over at the Junkies doing the morning show. Kevin was there dressed up as a cheerleader. They had him doing some crazy thing. The skinny little kid with the skinny legs being humiliated, and he came up to me and said, "Hey, you know, I really I love movies, and these guys let me do movie reviews, and I'm trying to do that, and blah blah blah." And I just kind of looked at him and I said, "Okay, well, we were actually in the process of dropping the person who was doing movie reviews at the time." I said, "Give me your information, and I'll pass it on to folks." And they brought
you're being
in.
Modest. You're being modest. You helped him a tremendous amount get in that door.
You did. You know?
Because he said, listen, the passion came through. Yes, quirky, odd guy.
Genuine.
But the passion came. And here's the thing. He does these junkets and interviews all these celebrities. And you're right, Mike. They connect with him, except for a few like Tommy Lee Jones. And they remember him. And so when Kevin walks in, it's like, hey, Kevin.
Because of the enthusiasm.
His gimmick, and I think it's brilliant.
His gimmick.
No, this is a gimmick.
Don't put him down. Come on.
I'm about to praise him.
Okay.
And that coat is really great. Does it come in a larger size? I'm sure you got a deal. It's great. Kevin, ever since was a little baby Kevin, saved every movie stub of every ticket of every movie he went to see. And he often produces it, and it's a great entree to the interview. And I every time he does it, whether it's someone that I've never heard of, up to like a Tom Hanks, it is always a home run way to start the interview.
Yep.
And I think it's brilliant.
Yep. It's a gimmick. Now that you've said the nice things about him, say something bad about him. Tell us what you really feel about Kevin McCarthy. You've worked with him a long time. What is, and I mean from the gut, what is it real?
I remember one time when we were on terrestrial radio and you had to leave because you had an event for your daughters, and you left me in a studio with him and Beth Ann McBride. I only had to do two segments, but really, really, I had started to dial the suicide hotline. Never have I been put in a more Sisyphus-like pushing a rock up a hill just for 20 minutes, but it's ruined me. And it really has. And you want to know why I lack drive and motivation? It was that afternoon. So thank you, and thank Kevin, and thank Beth Ann. God bless her heart.
Oh, my God. Wow. I don't know how true that is.
But we wish him all the best. And here's the thing. It's never been discussed, but I bet my home and everything that's in it, Mike was listening in his car and laughing his ass off.
And that's the only thing you got wrong. Because nothing has really changed in my life, the way I do this. And by the way, he's not on campus today. Adrian, our intern, is not on campus.
Not today. Not today.
Because it made me think of Adrian when I was thinking about, remember, we're not going to forget that Adrian dropped the ball this weekend when I was in D.C. completely.
Yes.
And totally dropped the ball.
We will address it. We shall address that.
Wow.
Yeah. The bottom line is we had set it up, right? It was on the air. We talked about it. He's going to pick me up at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock. And we're going to make our way out to my mother-in-law's joint. And no call, no nothing.
No show.
And what was the comment that he made to you when you brought it up to him?
I just called for casual conversation and some early intel as we had already made our way to a dinner destination because there was no car, no arrival.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I said, hey, what's going on, man? Are you working? He goes, nah, I'm just hanging out at home. I was like, I might be mistaken. I just want to make sure we didn't miscommunicate here. But you had said you were going to pick up Mike from D.C. and drive him to his mother-in-law's house. Mm-hmm. He said, what day was that again? And I said, because I think Mike is still waiting in D.C. for you.
Oh, boy.
He goes, oh, man, what should I do? I was like, you tell me.
What should I do?
What should I do?
And he was lying to him because we were having dinner at the
time. Yeah, we were having a good time.
Just giving him a little bit of a hard time. And one last thing, okay? Tony, yes. I have been experimenting with a vegan lifestyle. I don't know if you've ever tried that.
No.
I know you've, you're not a vegan. Mm-hmm. We've been doing, there's a guy down here that sings the praises. We eat predominantly a plant-based diet down here. And imagine my delight where you have to kind of read all the labels. Because this might not be 100% dairy. It's dairy-free is not necessarily vegan.
Okay.
But dairy-free is better than eating the cream and the stuff that they put in ice cream. And Carla brought home to me the other night dairy-free Ben & Jerry's Cherry Garcia.
Ooh, really?
And I am here to tell you, I didn't obsess over the, I see dairy free spoons in my hand.
Right. Sure.
I'm ready. I'm ready to dive in and enjoy. And my God, how they create. Why are you laughing at me? Because, why are you laughing?
Because your vegan lifestyle is the opposite of a vegan lifestyle. You were just at Jimmy's inhaling whatever was in front of you.
Poutine.
Yes. 3 days later, you're eating dairy Ben and Jerry's.
No, non-dairy.
Non-dairy.
It's Ben non-dairy, and non-dairy.
But it's still not vegan.
And
it might be.
Could be.
Magic 8 Ball. Who knows?
I'll get the label. Maybe we can read it tomorrow.
How are you handling this?
And how is the chocolate in it? Is the chocolate as good in a regular Ben and Jerry's chocolate?
All I know is every bite of that ice cream just loaded with these Bing cherries that were just fantastic. And so delicious. And then Carla, who purchased it. No, I purchased the first one. She purchased the second one.
Even better.
Carla takes the container that I have enjoyed and said, oh, look at this. And we looked on the side, and the dairy-free Ben & Jerry's Cherry Garcia, 400,000 calories.
Wow.
That's how much it was. No, I believe perhaps more calories than the yogurt or the ice cream, I think.
Because I got to put other stuff in.
But isn't it like cholesterol? That's the good calories.
Oh, it's good. It's good. This is positive weight gain.
Positive weight gain.
Positive weight gain. We will take a break. We're with Tony Perkins from The Tony Perkins Show and The Donnie Simpson Show and Fox 5. And we've got Rob and we've got Oscar and we've got Pony and we've got Rofo. Rofo, anything you'd like to add about the dairy-free ice cream?
According to the Ben & Jerry's website, 100% certified vegan.
Oh!
Look at that. Look at that. And he didn't say anything until I asked him. God, come back anytime. That is a tip in, baby. Fantastic. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Valentine's Day. The one holiday where you can show that special someone just how much you care. Fancy cards and chocolates are nice, but what is the best way to show your affection? Comedy. A TMOS bonus show package is the perfect way to say I love you. For less than 5 cents a show, you get an extra hour of funny every week for one full year. Click on the bonus show banner at MikeOmiraShow.com today and get ready to giggle with your main squeeze. Nothing's sexier than laughter. Get your bonus package today. Thank you.
That is weird.
That's an Amato creation, and I don't know if that's a computer-generated voice or...
Or something that he imported from Japan.
That's right. Two more payments.
Check his closet.
It was a spot-on accent, that's for sure.
Sounds real to me.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Playapod. Listen up, because things just got a lot better for you podcast listeners. Introducing the latest TMSoft creation. It's called Playapod. Available for Android and iOS, Playapod is the best way to listen to any podcast. Playapod allows you to easily search and subscribe to all your favorite podcasts. Plus, it has cross-platform syncing, so you can grab any device and you continue your podcast playback right where you left off. Playapod is also the only app that displays exactly what you've listened to or skipped over. And with time-coded bookmarks, you can quickly replay your biggest laughs and favorite moments on the show that you love. But the best part about PlayaPod, it's free. Mm. Even more good news. TMSoft is hard at work updating all of the TMOS apps, so soon they will have all the great PlayaPod features. So what are you waiting for? Just visit PlayaPod.com or search for PlayaPod at the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Again, that's PlayaPod by TMSoft. Download it for free and download it today, ladies and gentlemen. News.
News.
Boo. I'm glad we've got Tony in studio because Tony's a music guy and Tony knows this name better than anybody because he's... you're not going to like part of this story, though.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're going to talk about.
I read ahead.
Yeah.
Quincy Jones did another interview and... Oh boy.
Yeah.
Is he letting this it all guy. Out there? Here are some of the highlights. Marlon Brando had sex with Richard Pryor and Marvin Gaye. Here's the quote. Brando was the most I can't say the words that Quincy uses.
No.
I gotta read this whole thing. Brando was the most charming mother effer you ever met. He'd F anything. Anything, even a mailbox. Richard Pryor, Marvin Gaye, he did not give, and not convinced. Pryor's widow told TMZ that Quincy is telling the truth.
Wow.
And Richard wouldn't have cared that it's out there. You just don't put that together that Marlon Brando is out there with Richard Pryor.
Is it the generation? Because our generation now, I mean, we're open to talking about sexuality, right?
Right.
Yeah. But is it that generation that it's almost like it's taken so long to hear about this that kind of blows our minds?
I think so. And also, I don't think they had the access to celebrities and the celebrity coverage at that time. Right. I don't think the rumors were, and the rumors and the facts are behind the stuff.
It jumps off the page at me because it's just so out of left field. It's just really something that just stunned me. Didn't put those two together.
Is it the Hugh Hefner factor where there's such mega celebrities and there's so much sex to be had that eventually you have to try other things?
Well, there is, you know what, there is that element where it seems like it's in some celebrity, with some celebrities, it's just anything goes, and you know what, we're famous, let's just do each other.
That's probably exactly what it is.
I bet if Richard Pryor was still alive, he'd be more ashamed of the fact that he was in Superman 4.
I bet you're right. And the toy.
Yeah,
and
the toy also. Yeah.
The story goes on. Quincy dated Ivanka Trump. It supposedly happened about 12 years ago. Here's a quote. He uses mother effer a lot.
Yes, he does.
Okay.
Yes, he does.
He said, she's a fine mother effer. She had the most beautiful legs I ever saw in my life. Wrong father, though. Yeah, he doesn't like orange hair Trump. He said, I used to hang out with him. He's a crazy mother effer. There he is. This is what Quincy says about it. Limited mentally, a megalomaniac, narcissistic, I can't stand him. That's Quincy talking about Trump. Now, here we go. He says Michael Jackson was a thief. Quote, Michael stole a lot of stuff. He stole a lot of songs. Donna Summer's State of Independence and Billie Jean. The notes don't lie, man. He was as Machiavellian as they come. Quincy also says Michael refused to give one of his writers on Don't Stop Till You Get Enough a signing credit. And here's the part. I'm sorry, it's just part of the story, but you're here and we'll get a comment. The Beatles, the Beatles were terrible musicians. Quote, they were the worst musicians in the world. They were no playing mother effer.
Wow.
Paul was the worst bass player I ever heard. And Ringo, don't even talk about it. But he did add that Ringo is a great guy.
Yeah.
What say you? I mean, he has... Quincy Jones's musical credentials are impeccable.
Absolutely. The best.
Absolutely. As an arranger, and I think perhaps he's talking about just the knowledge of music and writing music and playing virtuoso music. What say you, Mr.
Perkins? It also sounds like he met them early in their career and was not impressed. I'll bet if the interviewer had pressed him a little more and said, well, what did you think about them later, he would have been kinder. Someone texted me yesterday, said, hey, have you seen Quincy's comments about Ringo? What do you think? And I texted back and said, well, he was there and I wasn't. So, what can I say?
Well, if you're looking for credibility. Apparently, he also knows who killed JFK. He says it was Sam Giancana, the mobster. And he said Giancana, you know, the connection with Frank Sinatra. But he shut the whole thing down during the interview and said we shouldn't talk about that publicly. Also slams U2. I mean, Quincy has a lot to say. Yeah. But that makes a fascinating interview.
It does. So it really does.
He had a lot
Can I tell you what I love about that story really quick? Because the interview came out yesterday, and everybody's talking. The main headline was that he had dated Ivanka Trump. And then other people talked about the Beatles thing and Michael Jackson. When he did say in the interview he knew who killed JFK and named the person. That would have been the headline.
You're right.
20 years ago.
He confirms the assassination. culprit in the greatest assassination plot in the history of America.
Exactly.
And I did it. She had great legs. That's it. Wow, incredible. You know, it's just a lot of negative crap in the news, but it's fascinating.
It is.
Former Major League Baseball player and general wreck of a human being, Lenny Dykstra. Mm. This guy is a train wreck.
Yeah.
He used to be tight with another train wreck, Charlie Sheen, but they had a falling out a few years ago. And in a new interview, Dykstra has a lot to say about Charlie. For starters, he thinks the feds are about to put the hammer down on him for tax and wire fraud and for knowingly spreading his HIV. But it gets worse. Dykstra also accuses Charlie of murdering his former assistant, Rick Calamaro, in 2012.
Oh, my God.
The official cause of death was an accidental OD, and it happened shortly after Charlie fired him. Dykstra says he used to tell Charlie to fire Calamaro because he believed he was trying to write a tell-all. Then Dykstra did 3 years in prison on various charges, and when he got out, Calamaro was dead. He asked what happened to Rick, and Charlie told him, quote, "Oh, you mean dead Rick? What effing happened is the another mother effer." It's like everybody's using this word.
Come on, people.
The mother effer tried to blackmail me, just like you said. Wanted $5 million. I had him iced.
What?
That's apparently what Dykstra's saying.
How could you write a tell-all book on Charlie Sheen? Right. Everything's already out
there. That's right. Right? That's right.
Yeah.
Yep, except for the fact that he murdered his assistant. There you go.
Well, that's out there now.
Yeah. McDonald's, for you Mickey D's fans, just had a jewelry designer make a Big Mac ring. It's made from 18-karat gold. It's got a bunch of diamonds, sapphires, and other jewels, and it's worth approximately $12,500.
Wow. Does it look like a Big Mac?
I don't have a picture of it. If you want it, all you have to do is tweet
it about yours.
It does.
My God, it does. Rofo really? Again for the win.
There it is, Rofo. Oh, man. Fantastic.
Oh, he does look Big Macs. Look at him.
That's his screensaver.
Yeah. Now, you could not, to the other you could not wear that delightful. Ring because you're a vegan now.
Yes, I could. That's right. Absolutely. Thank you for pointing that out. If you want the ring, all you can do is tweet about your love of the Big Mac using the hashtag Bling Mac Contest before Valentine's Day. Then they'll pick the best tweet and give you the ring.
I'm tweeting right now.
God, we are great, great country.
12 grand is 12 grand, right?
Right.
Come on.
I'm glad we're great again.
A bus driver in LaGrange, Texas, had a sort of medical emergency last Thursday. He started drifting off the side of the road. Here's what happened. A 13-year-old named Carson Vega realized something was up. 13 years old. He grabs the wheel at the last second, and he prevented the school bus from crashing. Mm. The driver was out of it, wouldn't take his foot off the gas, so Carson jumped on his lap and drove the bus another 2 miles until he was able to reach the brake pedal and pull over. Then he even put the bus's hazard lights on.
Wow.
Another kid named Kyler Buzek kept the other kids calm while he called 911. No one was hurt. The bus driver is already back at home recovering. There are some great kids.
Wow. The only sad thing is, though, the bus driver's now been charged with child abuse because when the police got there, the kid was on his lap.
It was a trick.
It's a trick.
Won't see that on Fox 5. Oh, yeah, he was trying. He likes that. He's a comedian, so that joke was right there. And now a little something something. A 19-year-old guy in Pennsylvania named Lonnie Beatty.
Hey, Lonnie Beatty!
Lonnie Beatty did a bunch of acid last month, Lonnie Beatty, and he started destroying the inside of his family's trailer, the Beatty trailer. About 30 miles northeast of Pittsburgh is where Lonnie Beatty lives. He also tried to attack several of the Beatty family members and got bit by the family dog in the process. Lonnie Beatty was naked and covered in cooking oil when police showed up.
Oh!
Lonnie Beattie jumped off a porch to get away and started running around naked. That's Lonnie Beattie running around in the snow. So they tased him, but he yanked the wires loose, and Lonnie Beattie just kept running. He eventually went back inside the trailer where they arrested him, but it took a while because he was so slippery from the cooking oil. That was Lonnie Beattie.
Lonnie Beattie.
The family didn't press charges, so Lonnie Beattie gets to go back to the trailer where they'll be baking their chicken for the rest of the month.
Well, it's healthier.
Lonnie Beattie. See, no oil. Can't fry it.
Slow and low, Mike. Slow and low. Yeah.
Make those pancakes with Bisquick now.
Lonnie Beattie.
We'll take a break. Come back to the Audio Vault. And Rob Spiewak on the Mike O'Meara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. It is I, Tony Perkins.
Hi, it is I, Gary Stein. Don't we have Dick today?
Yes, we do, Gary. Come on, be mature. Be mature. Joining us on this week's episode, Dick Cavett, one of the all-time greats of television. It's our second go-round with Dick.
That's true, because I've been counting as well.
We're very happy to have him, seriously. We talk about some other things on the show, but mainly it's Dick.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, Dick does it.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app, and do not write us about this.
The Tony Perkins Show.
That guy's got three jobs. Yeah. I got one. He's got three. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. It's the worst time of the year. The holidays are over. Ice is literally falling from the sky. The flu is everywhere. And the man sleeping in your airplane keeps farting. You. What will you do? What will you do to cheer yourself up? Well, you stupid hoser, how about the TMOS bonus show? The bonus show is an extra hour of TMOS comedy each and every week that will change you from a sour flower to an awesome blossom.
Wow, this is good writing.
Just, well, take a look to your right. Just go to MikeO'MearaShow.com and click the bonus banner, and it makes a great gift. Spread some cheer, bonus show style. Get happy by giving back. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. Let us cheer you up for just pennies a day. Just truly a win-win. So please, get bent. I mean, quit sucking, and get the bonus show. Thank you. Thank you very much. More insults in the bonus promotion every single week. Let's open it up for today. It's Thursday, Feb 8, 2018. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
I shall always remember when Tony Perkins said, "This is good writing."
Good writing. There you go.
It's nice to have Tony in studio, and when you have a guest, you want to make them feel at home. And I wanted to welcome him with a rare piece of tape that was submitted to me by a listener. This goes back to 1987, and probably the first time I was familiar with your work.
Ooh.
This is a promo from WDCA 20 for your show Breakaway.
Oh my goodness.
And it's hosted by a bunny, I think.
Yeah, I had it was the Christmas rat. It was a little stuffed animal.
Yeah, the resolution wasn't that great on the promo, so I couldn't make what kind of rodent it was.
It was a bunny, but we called him a rat.
All right, and so I want you to hear Tony, a younger Tony, 30 years ago, wow. And also what a great lineup of shows you were hosting. Here's Channel 20, Tony Perkins, 1987.
Hey, Tony, you forgot the promo. Oh, sorry. Hi, folks. I'm Tony Perkins, the host of DC 20 Breakaway, and I just want to remind you that every Saturday, we have a lot of fun, starting at 4 o'clock with What's Happening Now. At 4:30, Small Wonder, one of my favorite shows. At 5 o'clock, The New Gidget, and at 5:30, Throb. It's DC 20 Breakaway, something special every Saturday on DC 20.
Tony at age 12.
Sweet. And that's a solid lineup if you're a kid.
That is. Small Wonder's one of your favorites.
Oh, God,
too.
I hated Small Wonder. I hated that show. I would make fun of that show. And here's what I love. That job was one of my favorite all-time jobs, hosting the Saturday afternoon syndicated sitcoms.
Right.
Most of which were pretty Throb. Does anyone remember Throb?
I don't even remember that. No.
The New Gidget.
New Gidget. Not good shows. So I would come on at the beginning, in the middle, and at the end of each of those shows and do promotional stuff, but also make fun of the shows. Half the people who wrote in to say, hey, stop criticizing these shows. I really like them. I like my stories. And the other half, these were the ones I liked, who would write in and say, or I would meet people on the street and they would say, I can't believe they let you say that stuff about those shows. I loved that. I loved it.
But it's a pleasure to watch. And it's so cool that everything is on YouTube. There's no escaping
it. That's amazing.
Seth Meyers, did we all see Donald Trump's weird hair thing yesterday?
Yeah. Oh, where we might talk about that on Political Persuasions this week. You know, because when I first saw it, I thought perhaps the tape was a little doctored. But it's the wind blowing up like the back of his head.
Mm-hmm. And it's like a Lex Luthor type thing.
He doesn't have any hair in the back either.
No, nope. It's like a wall. He built a wall and combed it straight back.
It's so
it's
long
horrifying.
That he combs it all the way down the back. Yep. It's really stunning.
It was really weird. Yeah. But what I love is that Seth Meyers came out last night and did eight hair jokes right in a row.
Well, I guess there's one draft you couldn't dodge. Hey, Trump, where are you going? Bald? And you thought CNN was giving you bad coverage. It's like a mullet, except no one showed up to the party in the back. This explains why he's so intent on keeping the coal industry alive. Look what wind does to him. I've seen more hair on a sonogram. You spend so much time lying in bed that you have no hair on the back of your head. This is literally what happens to babies. It's like on Let's Make a Deal when you open door number one and there's nothing there.
There are a few things that I will always remember the moment when I saw them. And when I saw his hair blow up, I just went, what the F? Yeah. It was really remarkable.
Yeah. And then when he turned around, when he got to the top of Air Force One, the steps, and it was such a train wreck.
Yes.
And he gave the fast wave like he knew it was a wreck and he had to go in and get it shellacked again.
Horrible.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, he probably yelled at somebody. Someone's fault.
Yeah.
Who was responsible for putting the spray in the back of the head?
Right.
Well, actually, with him, it might be who is responsible for controlling the weather?
Right. Get me Roka. I want Roka.
Nearly as upsetting as that is another story about a tainted bag salad. People that buy these pre-processed bagged salads in the produce department, and they're usually, you know, bagged in California and then shipped nationwide. This is a lady in Maine. And this one for me is just so utterly disgusting because of what she mistook it for.
I put my fork into my salad after a couple of bites and realized that my fork was not in an avocado slice. It was a lizard.
Oh.
It was disgusting. It was a shock. I immediately started to retch. And you read about in the papers, we need to be really diligent about, you know, washing your produce no matter where you get it from.
Exactly. Yeah. That's not an avocado, Mike. That was a California blue-bellied lizard.
Here it is, though. These are the lazy people that, that can't take a head of lettuce and you get the avoid the prepackaged lettuce.
Yeah.
It's
bad
for you.
Unless you want lizards, because they oftentimes seem to show up.
Well, I got them thick down here. I catch you one right outside right now. They're called anoles.
That's right. Ooh. And you can hang them on your earlobe. We had that listener that posed with a picture. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually caught one by putting my a fully grown one, and they're about that big.
Yeah.
And I put my finger down, and they'll bite you, and then you can they'll hang from your finger if you get one that's not totally freaked out.
And then you go to Carl and say, "Look, avocado."
One thing, tainted bag salad. Great name for a band.
Tainted bag salad.
Yes.
Let us close with this. The next episode of David Letterman's Netflix show, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, drops this weekend. George Clooney is his guest. Mm. And during it, they go out to the In-N-Out Burger. Anyone who's flown into Los Angeles has seen the In-N-Out Burger right outside LAX. Mm-hmm. So they're out there eating burgers and drinking milkshakes.
And the guy says from Tokyo,
hi. Here you want some chocolate shakes.
Are you with the restaurant? Great.
I am with the restaurant, yes.
What's
I'm
your name?
You're with the restaurant.
My name is Travis.
Travis, nice to see you.
Hi, Travis.
Mr. Clooney.
What is that? Is that a milkshake?
Chocolate milkshake, yes.
Oh, that's good.
Take care.
I noticed you didn't dig down to give the guy a gratuity.
Can't wait to see it. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Oh, that's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Yes. Listen to Tony on The Donnie Simpson Show every Monday through Friday, right? Monday through Friday?
Yes.
And The Tony Perkins Show right here on the More Network and also Fox 5 on Friday morning and Saturday morning. We are always happy for your success.
Yes.
Do not be a stranger. Next time you come in, bring that other guy.
I certainly will. You know? And I love you guys. I love you.
Thank you. Right back at you. We love you, Tony.
Thank you so much.
That's it. And thanks to Gary Stein for coming on the show as well. Woo-hoo! And Rofo.
Yay.
Sitting there producing the Mike O'Mara Show today. Nice job.
Thank you.
All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.